USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Tornadoes tore through parts of Texas and Oklahoma on Friday, killing at least one person, injuring dozens of others, and leaving dozens of homes and buildings in ruins. Tornadoes hit hard in McCurtain County, Oklahoma, in the southeastern corner of that state. Cody McDaniel, the county's emergency manager, confirmed one death, although he didn't immediately provide details. The small town of Itabel saw a church, medical center, and a school torn apart. Governor Kevin Stitt said search and rescue teams and generators were being sent to the Itabel area, praying for Oklahomans impacted by today's tornadoes. Stitt tweeted, "Folks are spending a ton of money on these campaigns." While President Biden was attacking him for wanting to sunset all legislation, including Social Security, every 5 years, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, who heads the party efforts to get more GOP members elected, was in Georgia. He introduced candidate Herschel Walker with a host of zingers at Democrats.
Raphael Warnock and Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, are the answer to all these. High gas prices, high food prices, open border, high crime, fentanyl all over this country.
It's the final weekend before Election Day. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a Don't Tread on Florida campaign in Flagler County Saturday morning, touting what he says was a triumphant recovery for the state from the COVID-19 pandemic. DeSantis claiming that because the state did not subscribe to the hysteria of COVID, Florida fared better financially than their Democratic counterparts through the pandemic, creating a freer Florida.
We chose freedom over Fauciism, and we are better off for having done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's help on the horizon for USA veterans in financial straits.
The Veterans Affairs Department has announced three grants to help veterans who are homeless or are at risk of losing their homes. The grants are for the federal budget year that starts October 1st, 2023. The Supportive Services for Veteran Families programs will be awarded to eligible organizations in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Here's your World Series update. Phillies manager Rob Thompson discusses their extra innings win in Game 1 versus the Astros. He said it was the Phillies' defense and Castellanos' key catch in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was. I thought we played really well defensively. Bowman made a couple of really good plays, and Castellanos made a play. And it was all around. I thought we really played well, and again, played with poise and confidence and very relaxed.
The Phillies defeated the Astros 6-5 in Game 1. They tee it up at 8:03 Eastern in Houston. Maybe tonight there won't be an issue with the anthem like last night. Eric Burden gave it his best shot, but came up short.
What a proud year we hailed at the twilight's last streaming.
I don't recall streaming as any part of the song. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.